Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nobody Panic! Yay! This week's episode is live, if you can't tell, and it's about how to get organised, and it's with me, Stevie, but not Tessa! It's with, please introduce yourself, Gina.
Hi guys, I'm Gina Martin, Stevie's little sister.
Gina is a freelance writer and an activist, and I've given her the task of introducing Kat.
Kat is the co-author of Being an Adult and also the editor of Emerald Street.
Kat, please introduce me.
This is Stevie.
Thank you.
All-round legend, and that is it.
Okay. what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of advice from Kat's book and use that rather than experts, because Kat is the expert, but she's asked me to tell you she's not. She's the side of the book who was like, oh, I fucked up. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Yes. And Gina, what have you brought to the table?
Okay, so I brought to the table, have we ever read women's magazines, the really weird ones like Chat and Women's Weekly? Okay, so they have these amazing tips where I'm convinced they're all trolling all of us. And I'm just going to bob in with a couple of these mental tips halfway through because they make me laugh more than anything in the world.
Yeah, Gina sent me an example, which was, what happens if you get quite cold hands occasionally? Easy, just boil 2 eggs, pop them in your pocket, nice and warm, and then when they're not warm anymore, you can eat them. Also, what was it about sanitary towels?
Oh, there was a bunch about sanitary towels. One was if you go to a hotel and there's not those expensive slippers, just get some extra sanitary towels and just wrap them around your feet and wear those around the room. So that's one of them. So that's what you're going to be seeing throughout the whole podcast, because that's my type of organisation.
Yeah. There will be organisational tips. I should make that very clear. I've just used two that aren't eggs and sanitary towels, but be like, use the sanitary towels as a filing cabinet. Maybe that's one. Firstly, we're going to do what adult things the audience here have done. Unfortunately, we can't do all of them. I'm really sorry. But we're going to maybe do five each. And so, Kat, do you want to do the first one? And we'll like alternate. We've got a bag which says the pen is mightier than the penis.
So this is the most adult thing I've done this week is bake cookies and took them into work for the team.
Oh, hello, who's that?
So nice.
Oh, there's a hand.
Well done, you.
The cookie hand. Pass it. I'll do the next one. The most adult thing I've done this week is passed now probation at work. I thought it was like jail. Pass probation at work, i.e. I didn't get fired. Yay. Is that someone over here? Well done. That's great. And good luck with jail as well if you ever go there.
Sorry, can you hold that? Thank you. Okay, the most adult thing I've done this week is doing a weekly schedule in my planner. Very adult.
That's very adult. A weekly schedule in your planner. Go on, next one. I don't have a schedule. Or a week.
Oh, no, this is the same one.
Oh, you put it back, you asshole.
It's not an adult thing to do. Oh, okay. I also know who this is. I enjoyed a Sunday of craft and nooning to shake off the Sunday scares.
What's nooning? Hi. Firstly, what's nooning?
No, craft and nooning.
Craft and nooning? Oh, as in crafting in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
But what is nooning?
Nooning!
Same thing.
Having an afternoon in your life. Yeah, that's excellent. That's very adult. I brought a reusable coffee cup and remembered to use it. Yay. Very good. Saving the environment. Does anyone else lose those so much that it actually negates the environmental? Yeah. I lose one a week.
Okay, I've done the same thing and got one. We already got two.
Okay.
Oh, this will be fun to read. The most adult thing I've done this week is put the right bin out.
What? What's the wrong bin? That's not... Oh, you've just put it back in again. I've seen it. Oh, it's you. Go on.
Looking after all four cats by myself. Whoop. Also, waking up really early to work on creative stuff. 5 a.m. Whoa. Oh, that's what it says. That's what it says on the card.
That's amazing. Very good. Are they your cats? Okay, bye.
That's great.
To be fair, I wasn't looking out when I said that. Yeah. Okay, that's the same one. I was me putting it back in. Jeez, this is ridiculous.
Can you tell?
Yeah, okay, right. Booked my smear. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Oh,
very good. Thank you. The most adult thing I've done this week is successfully baked the Bake Off semi-final technical challenge cake. Prue leaves 7-layer tort. You baked a tortoise? We have tortoises. We think it's a tortoise.
Fancy word for cake. Okay, I get it. One more round and then we'll get organised.
Finally got my national insurance number sorted. From Sweden, it was terrifying.
Oh, congratulations, Swedish friends. Secured a promotion at work last week. Woohoo! I love the exclamations. Yeah. This is really great. Well done.
Proud of yourself. That's great. Okay, the most adult thing I've done this week is gave my 16-year-old brother a sensible but down with the kids talk when he got caught smoking weed.
Yes, well done.
Oh,
yes!
That is so self-aware. Well done.
Good business from everyone. Right, okay, so what's the next thing? I haven't got it. Right, okay, great. So, Gina, are you an organised person?
No.
Okay, bye. Would you like to... Do you have any anecdotes to illustrate the fact that you are not organised or organised?
Yes, okay. So I'm a creative person, inherently creative, so I'm not organised at all. And that is a psychological thing, which I've used as like a crutch my whole life. I'm creative, so it's fine. Stevie was doing her Edinburgh show like... What? How many years ago?
2015.
She's been doing it for years. 2015. You remember it?
I do.
Okay. She was doing her Edinburgh show in 2015. I was working in Soho. They said we were going for some drinks with work, and I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just pack a bag. I'll leave it at work. I'll sleep at work for 2 hours. And I'll get on the train afterwards, right? So I went out in Soho, obviously had far too many drinks, because I was 22, 23, something like that. Oh, my God, thanks, babe. And went back to work, had locked the bag with the keys in the building. So, oh, no, everything. So I had a debit card and a phone. So I went home to where I was living, which was the storeroom of a pub because I had no money. And I went to sleep for 2 hours, and the landlord woke me up at 9 o'clock, I think, in the morning, was like, aren't you meant to be in Edinburgh? And I was like, yeah, no, I definitely am. And I spent 150 quid on these tickets. So I ran to Euston, got to Euston, got on the train. Then they kicked me off because I got on the train with the wrong ticket. Then I got back on the train. Then I had a phone and a debit card. I was in my pajamas, fully. So this will explain a bit what comes later. Anyway, they got back on the train, and then the guy was like, can I see your ticket? And I was like, yeah, no worries, it's fine. Got the ticket out, and he was like, rail card? And I was like, oh, no, that's at work. So then I got fined a further £80. So this is like 200 quid at this point. But I was so, like, I was so wanted to get to Stevie, and I was so committed to getting to her, because she had a really tough year.
I did. Your phone died.
My phone died.
I didn't know where she was.
So Stevie, I know it. So I befriended, like, a really nice, well-meaning old lady next to me, and used her phone to call a friend. No, she called a friend who then called you.
Right, yeah.
And then I finally got to Edinburgh. So messed up. And I finally got to Edinburgh. Stevie had no idea where I was. We, by chance, Stevie came to the bottom of some stairs and I came to the top of some stairs. And she went, Gina, and I went, Stevie. And then my boob popped out. And she was like, oh, God. And I was like, no.
Stevie.
And I was like, red wine lips on my mouth. No, and I think the moral of that story is the fact that you know we all know ourselves quite well at this point. So like, if you know you're gonna go out and get drunk and you're not gonna be able to get on the train, like, just don't do it. Like, I thought I was gonna get on that train and be like, meet some girls and have some prosecco and get there easy, but actually I was £200 poor and my boob was out in Edinburgh Waverley Station at like 9 a.m. So like, know yourself, you know? That's the lesson.
Also, crucially, then like the 48 hours after we'd been having a nice time in Edinburgh, she found her work key card in her pocket. Yes. So you missed that. So I think the answer to that is no. Yeah. Mine's very short. I just keep, at the moment, and you did this the other day, I keep booking things in on dates that don't exist, like September the 31st, and being like, see you then. And everyone's like, no, that doesn't exist. So I've realised that that's my thing. And are you organised, Kat?
I think I am quite organised.
Yes.
But I am organised, but I'm not very good at prioritising my organising. So this weekend I went home for my nan's 90th birthday. Big up to my nan, she's 90.
Woo, she's a big listener.
She is a big fan of the show.
No.
And I had like quite a lot of things that I needed to help my mum with to get ready for my nan's like big birthday dinner with the whole family. And like, that's great. But my mind focused on making a seating plan and then taking little sprigs of lavender from the garden, right, and painstakingly, and had to find ribbon too. And we of didn't course. Have ribbon small enough to fit through the holes of the little name tags we were using.
Right.
So I painstakingly tied on these name tags with little scraps of ribbon to bits of lavender, and there's 20 people. This took me like 2.5 hours, like plus another hour to like fix the seating plan, because I did it about 5 times because I needed everybody.
It's made
to
me very
in the
sweaty,
right,
actually. Yeah, just talking about it.
I was quite relaxed, but then I ended.
I'm
up,
not.
Then I ended up with about 45 minutes to like get changed, do my makeup, get my hair done, like sort my nan's birthday card. Sort the presents, like get out the door with a packed suitcase. So yes, I'm organised, but not necessarily with the right things.
Yes, if you had like a pie chart of organisational things, the biggest slice would be like the most useless thing.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And so I also hear you, because I took some lavender and put it next to my bed the other day with some ribbon that I found in a drawer. And then Tessa was like, oh, you don't have a ribbon drawer? I was like, no.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You do, right. I mean, you really need to hang out with Tessa more, because both of you have ribbon. Draw. I've never heard of that in my life. Right. So do you want to give us your first tip?
Yes.
That is from the book about, from the, so the chapter is called The Life Admin Drawer, is that correct?
The Life Admin, aka That Drawer.
That Drawer, which is the drawer where you're like, ah! Yeah. And then you put it away again.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly
And it'll have like some scissors, some ribbon, an acorn in it. You're like, why? Yes. And some receipts as well, which you've never needed or...
Never needed.
Never needed.
From
you don't need receipts.
Ago, 5 years ago, old receipts is usually what I find in that drawer.
That's a weird noise behind us. I'm just gonna ignore it. I'm terrified about this entire setup. Right, so go on, what's your first tip?
Well, I mean, I can't actually take credit for it, because my co-author wrote this chapter of the book, so I'm really here as sort of like her. I'm like channeling her. But it is something that I have started to do in my own life now, which is have a system and have a routine, which sounds really dry and boring, and probably you're probably like, oh Jesus, I don't need to know about systems.
I want
systems.
To have a system, but I can't do it.
So the first tip in this section of the book, spoiler alert, is buy some box files, which sound boring, but actually they're your best friend.
Okay.
You buy like 3 box files and you label them with different things like work crap, life crap. Call it crap because that's how we all feel about it.
Don't shit in your box file.
Exactly. And like, start with your big pile of admin, which is obviously piling up. Get it all into the right boxes, and then comes your routine, and set yourself once a week where you go through the mounting pile of stuff and put it into the right box. And if it's a bill, you can write on it paid, which is exciting, right? Like, yes, I have done this. Okay. And all you need is half an hour, like initially maybe 5 hours.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I've got a big drawer that's just paper, and it's known as the paper drawer.
Yeah.
And I will occasionally, I don't know what, thank you. It's been a long time, 5 hours
to come up with that.
But also, like, I feel like that applies to your like computer as well. So my laptop is just my. What does your desktop look like?
I just like someone just shat all over it. It's horrifically full of stuff. But I think putting windows into organized stuff is good, because allocated time is good, because you never remember.
Yeah.
So to plan that ahead and doing it for 5 minutes is like, it's hell, sure, but you get it done.
People do it on a Sunday, I feel. Is that a thing?
No, Sundays are for chilling out.
I'm so sorry.
I was toying with the Sunday thing before I came here today. I thought, do I tell people Sundays or do I not? I think it's probably a bad idea.
Friday night. Am I right?
That's what I do. No?
Yeah.
Do it.
But like, if you can make a small window of time in the morning when you're really efficient and you can just get it
no,
done.
Kat. Oh, right.
I mean, I'm not efficient in the morning.
You are a bit.
No, I'm not.
Kat used to, she does edit Emerald Street, and I used to work there.
Do I?
And I would come in looking like just a roll of, just someone, I just rolled in some cloth.
Great, Stevie.
And she was like, hey, and like, you're very much a morning person with your rye vita and your cashew nut butter. Like
Every day.
Yeah. In the morning, would you be able to do anything in the morning?
No, but recently, because of the work I've been doing, I have to.
Oh, yes.
You know, so like, I kind of forced myself to do it because of what I've been doing. But before that, if there was no full reason, if there was no, like, I'll get shouted at, then no.
Okay. Yeah, so I suppose admin. But I mean, like, could you, I mean, feasibly do it in the evening? Can you do it in the, or on like a lunch, not on lunch break?
I think just whenever works for you. You know your timetable. You know what kind of person you are. If you're not a morning person, don't do it in the morning. You know, I wake up at 2 p.m. on the weekend, so I'm probably not going to do things in the morning. But depending on your lifestyle, just get that window of time where you know you can probably feasibly do it then.
And also, you saw me in the mornings when I had spent like an hour and a half, 2 hours at home trying to crawl out of bed, like put my face on.
Sure.
Get my bag packed, like possibly make a packed lunch, hope my boyfriend done it for me. Like yes. That was my, and then I'd walk into work being right. Like, hi everyone.
But I was doing all that in work. Yeah. I see now that was the issue.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I was doing nothing at home, nothing productive at home in the morning.
If I'm like, sorry, mate.
But yes,
I'm
no,
trying
I get
to make it.
It
better for you.
No, it's good. It's good to have an organised person here. And you also, I think we can be very ashamed of being organised. You'd be like, oh no, I'm a mess. Like, I'm an absolute mess. Because it's funny to flop a tit out in Edinburgh Waverley Station. But it's not funny to be like, oh, I have a box file and every 2 weeks I go through it. Everyone's like, boo, get off. But actually, I think it's really, we should be more happy.
I'm just gonna leave
I just booed you and told you to get off. I realised that. But like, no, but I think it's a really, we need to like own it. It's like, I was talking to somebody recently about, someone said that they bought a house, but they said it in the most embarrassed way. They're like, I've bought a house. It was like, that's great.
Was that me, Stevie?
No, it wasn't. No. You were just having a hard time with the balcony and who owned it. There was a lot of business going on with Kat's house. But like, yeah, no, just that kind of fear of being like, oh, I'm wealthy enough to have bought a house. Yeah. And they get, you start shaking and you're like, well, I'm like, but no one minds being like, oh, I'll never buy a house. You're like, that's cool.
I think there's like a weird amount of guilt in everything we do. Do you know what I mean? Like everything, even a good thing, buying a house, oh, it's the dream, but you still feel guilty about it. Do you know what I mean? And in terms of like being organised and stuff like that, it's like, I think we all compare ourselves continuously to other people. So like being organised becomes a chore because it's like, I'm not the person that gets it. But you know those articles that are like, successful people like Steve Jobs wake up at 2 a.m. and they start work then. You're like, well, I would never do that.
Everyone works up at 6 a.m.
It becomes a comparison thing. It becomes a negative thing. But if you just look at it as, I'm just trying to make my life a bit easier for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get more organised or try and do a couple of things. I'm going to try and make my life a bit more easier for me because actually I'm working really hard and I'm a good person. Think of it in a positive way instead of like, I need to be good at stuff, you know?
Yeah, or compare yourself to like Steve Jobs. I think anyone who compares himself to Steve Jobs.
You're going to say compare yourself to the Steve, like yourself.
To Steve. Actually, that would be very good comparison because I'm not organised at all. But I find that the idea of like beating yourself up to be really, not so like, bad. To be so bad. And also I do it quite a lot. Like just then, like I was like, you're so organised. I didn't look like a bedroom. Rolled through some cloth. I was wearing clothes. Like I had shoes
really
on.
Nice.
I'd brushed my hair.
Yeah.
I had some glasses on that were relevant to my daily duties. But I often feel very what's the word? Just not as good as people who are organised. And I always think everyone else is organised. But when you speak to an organised person, actually, who in here would self-identify as being organised and be? See, this is great business. You're here to like, why are you here? Like, I can't teach you anything. But Kat can. But see, that is the minority, but also like, there's also quite tentative hands. But I think I think immediately, like, I feel like, oh, great. You're like the real people, you know, like you're like, you know how to, are you all morning people? Okay, I actually don't know what that meant. And that's all we need to know, isn't it?
Who here would say that they really, really struggle to be naturally organised and get shit done? Would anyone say that? Because that's me.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better.
That's the same amount as the organised people. So then I guess there's a lot of people who are just like, I guess I'm a bit organised sometimes and or whatever. But yeah, I think that immediately when you started talking about a box file, I was like, I don't own that.
Buy one.
I'm sorry, yes. I take it back. Yeah, I will.
No, I know what you're saying. What you're saying.
But I had this day where I did it with my laptop where I just had icons for days. and I just went through and like put folders in. And it was like, I didn't have a lot on put at the time, but it was a good thing to do. Like if you're not getting, I mean, I'm freelance, so it's different. So if I don't get work in, I can make myself feel better by doing admin. But if you're obviously working a salaried job, you don't want to like come back at 6:30 and like clean up your desktop. But do is what I'm saying.
No, but it does make you feel a lot better doing these like little things because that's actually a fairly small thing. And if you can fit something into a couple of minutes, it makes you feel so much better if you just do that very, very small thing.
We need a women's weekly. Go on.
Oh God, guys.
Okay, get that out.
Okay.
Okay. I'll edit this gap in.
These are all basically about saving time. Okay, I can't look at them directly because they're so good. Okay, so this one's called Go Bananas. I'm often in a rush in the morning and don't have time for breakfast, but now I just tape fruit to my door.
Sorry, tape fruit to your door.
Now, sorry, but now I just, I can't. It's so good. Okay, Go Bananas. I'm often in a rush in the morning and don't have time for breakfast, but now I just tape fruit to my door to remind me to start the day with some of my five a day. Plus, I'm always greeted by a smiley face. And then it has two apples and a banana.
No.
What a great tip.
Is that from a real person?
That's it. This is from Tom Bell via email.
Tom Bell.
Right, now let's counter that with a real tip. Not saying that's not real. I think we should all try that.
Sure.
I mean, another tip. I mean, can you imagine how drunk you'd have to be? Like, yes! I'm a new woman!
I need to meet this man. Oh my God. Also, who eats two apples and a banana for breakfast? Yes. It's not one, only five a day, it's three.
That's too many. Also, where do you stop? You start taping baked beans onto your door. Just meat! Anyway, right, another tip from me, you can.
Yeah.
If you have one.
I do. I promise. I think an important one for me certainly has been finding out where I'm wasting time and on what. Because, and actually, I was listening to your very own podcast, Stevie, and it was when you talked about going on Instagram and not scrolling.
Oh, I'm still doing that.
It's very, very good tip, everybody.
I'm so happy.
If you have to feed the Instagram beast, don't scroll, right? You just look at the top picture.
Yeah, for ages.
Yeah.
Pretend to scroll.
But it's true. I was wasting so much time just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And also like fake online shopping, which, you know, you all do, where you just go on and you look at stuff and you put it into your saved items. We have no intention of buying it ever, but it just like makes you feel better. Mm. And then one day I was like, hang on a second. I'm wasting so much time. Haven't quite got to the point where I'm really using that time yet.
Sure.
But I am getting to the point
that you recognize the time. So, yeah, that's the first step.
You could
step.
Spend half an hour like just scrolling and making yourself feel crap because you're looking at other people achieving things when you could just put down your phone and just achieve something, even if that's like putting a bit of paperwork away or like
taping a banana to your door.
Taping a banana to your door. Yes.
The important things.
I think that's very important. Yeah, also, like I'm a big thing. I'm a big kind of. I'm a big thing. Thanks for just pulling me up on that, babe. I've lost all my words. I'm a big purveyor. Of curating your Instagram feed as well, which Tess always shouts at me about. And then when she actually did it, she was like, oh, it actually works. About not having things on there that makes you feel bad. So I just have like memes and dogs. Oh, and I've now started following hashtag seals because I really like sea lions. Which means that even when I do scroll, it eliminates the kind of like self-hatred of like, oh, and I also don't have a six pack, like that sort of thing. Where you're like, I don't need this. You can just get rid of people, but that are making you feel bad, or just mute them so they don't feel like they're being
fair. Dogs are the killer because you know those dog videos that are like 20 seconds long and they just re-roll the next one on after. Then you're there for 7 hours watching a Labrador go into a hoop. Do you know what I mean?
I think that is valuable time. And I think that's what you...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I think that is a really just like casual scrolling. But I found that when I'm hungover, I let myself do it.
Yes.
Just because I'm in pain.
You can't stop yourself doing it from all the time because it brings joy in some way.
Yeah.
Do you guys have... Is this a thing? Because on my phone, there's a tracker. On my phone, I just have an Android. That's why I say that because everyone else has an iPhone. On an Android, it shows you how long you spend on certain apps. Do you guys have that as well? Yeah. Do you ever look at it? Or do you not want to like your bank balance? Yeah, okay. Because that might be a good way to... Because, I mean, it's very hard to sit there and look at it. But if you know... And I haven't looked at mine either because I reckon it's like 25 hours, which there aren't even in the day. But I reckon if you looked at that, then you can start to apply that time elsewhere in some way. Just knowing that is good, you know?
I did it for a little while. When the whole breaking up with your phone thing came about at the beginning of the summer or earlier in the year, I did download one for my phone. And I was like... so alarmed at how, I think the first day I spent like 4.5 hours on my phone. It was a work day. I was like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, it is horrible. But then it's such a nice idea that you'll be like, and now I won't go on Instagram. But you will, unless you're not into Instagram, then that's fine. But like, you just will waste time. But I suppose it's about just catching it
and knowing when it is the worst. Like if you know that you've got like 2 hours on Saturday morning and you could like spend them just
building a shed
Exactly. Oh. I wish.
I know.
but you know, like make a choice for 20 minutes of that time to do something productive, then spend the next 10 scrolling. Right.
Are there those things, you know, those things that are like, put your alarm on for 20 minutes and then, and that's not organizing, that's just that's just being productive, isn't it?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But there's like, if you are doing a boring job, is there a way to like make it more fun? Do you do anything treats? Just give yourself
incentivize it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I do that with, well, I used to do it. I mean, no, I still do. I was going to say I did it when I was young, but that'd be a lie. I don't know. Cleaning up my bedroom and shit. It's just whatever I touch, I have to do something with it. So like making a game. Well, because what happens?
Like a rubbish game.
No, it is so shit. But you go around and you'll be like, oh, pick up the shirt. And you'll be like, what does that look like on with this jacket? And then you do that for half an hour. But if you touch it, you've got to do something with it. Like, I trick myself and make... Okay. Like, you do Watering Wednesdays,
right? I do Watering Wednesdays,
yes. Watering Wednesdays?
So we have many, many, many houseplants in our house.
Oh, like, you keep them alive.
I do keep them alive.
I killed a succulent last week.
So I keep mine so alive that they are just reproducing at a rate I cannot keep up with. Started with, like, 12, and now we've got, like, 54 or something in the house. And we don't have a garden, so they're just all inside the house. And they grow... babies, they have babies.
Do they come in tiny little pots?
So they come in tiny little pots, but then you need to put them in bigger pots and grow them.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. That's where yes.
But we have so many that we've had to create a day of the week and a game called Watering Wednesdays.
Sounds like you love the game.
I actually do love the game. But it's every Wednesday. It has to be before work or after work. You've got to do it at some point because we don't want them to die. It would be so
sad. Where's the game aspect?
Oh, it's just Watering Wednesdays.
Right, okay. You just called
it
a thing.
Give it a fun name.
I want like proper games, like a hose pipe fight or something. And then the plants get watered in. Like, I'm just riffing here.
Okay, cool. I love it. Okay, I've got a game that's just as shit as the last one. So when you go to bed at night, me and my boyfriend do this, bedroom's a bit crap or like, you know, house is a bit untidy, just put one song on and you can only do stuff for that one song. So like, you know, a song that gets you like really happy. Like, I have Charles and Eddie, which is my favourite song of all time.
And it goes, would I lie to you, baby?
I play that every
single time. No one knows it here.
That's fine. It's from the 90s, guys. It's an absolute classic tune. But just put one song on and then do what you need to get done in that one song. And even if you haven't finished it, then the song's gone. Oh, no, I've got to go to bed now. But you don't feel guilty because you're like, the song's finished. I can't finish it. But I'll do the rest tomorrow when I put the song on again. You
know? I see.
That's
logic.
Such a good
idea. That is a great idea.
That sounds so much
Do you want to keep on with those ideas and hit us with another top tip?
All right, this is good.
Okay. You've got so many.
Oh, this is weird. So this is making it quicker to go out at night and get ready for going out, you know, because these magazines, obviously, are so gender binary. They're all like, is your husband angry at you for getting ready for going out and taking too long? Yes. Yes, always. So this one is, can't find two earrings that match? Just paint on a pair of bright earrings with glitter glue. It stays on brilliantly and you can always match your outfit. I receive loads of compliments for my earrings.
Who is, what's her name?
That's from...
Sharon! No. Marguerite!
Marguerite in East London.
I don't believe that she exists.
She's crafty.
She's
pictures too.
Oh, I want to show everyone the picture, but it's... Something. Like something. go on, another tip.
Yeah, I'm just going to refer to my sheet.
Oh my God, refer to your sheet.
I'm organised, everybody.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh yeah. So, the biggest problem I tend to have when it comes to organising something is that something in my brain becomes really, really big. And then I'm like, I'll talk about it for ages and I'll be like, I've just got to do that massive thing. And I'm freaking out. And I'll keep talking about it, but I'll never do anything about it.
Yeah, it becomes scary.
Yes, so scary. So this is about embracing lists. And I know it's another boring one, but whatever. Break it down into...
Sassy.
Break it down into like much smaller chunks where you can actually start doing stuff as soon as you've written it down and make it manageable for yourself. Because I was thinking, this is a weird thing
about. Just say it.
Watching Making a Murderer at the moment.
Yes.
Like, imagine if they'd been like, let's put all of this into one 12-hour show. You'd be like... No, thank you.
Too much.
So they broke it down into hour episodes.
Yeah.
And that's basically what you have to do with your big task.
Become a murderer, but over 12 episodes.
Exactly.
That's six. Exactly. Is it six? I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I see. Yeah. Yes. Because I suppose if you just like, things to do today. One, buy house or like do taxes. Yeah,
that's scary. That's really scary. But if you're like, organise my receipts and then whatever.
Look at my bank statement.
That's like self-preservation as well, because when you have a list of things to do, and I did it for the last year with the work I was doing, it was like 15 things on it. Yeah. That actually, in my head, I was like, oh, I'll take 10 minutes, and it was 2 hours. Yeah. It's so much better to have, you know, three things that you know you can get on at the end of the day, like tick them off and feel good about it. I hate the feeling of not finishing something I said I would do.
Do you write things you've already done on your list, then you can be like, done?
Yes.
Great start.
A to-done list.
A to-done list.
Podcast.
Yes.
Tessa has a to-done
list. Oh, that's so annoying.
Yes, but she doesn't really. She has like a thing that she will do, but she hasn't crossed off yet. It's things that she would like to...
No, she does have a to-done list. Oh, no, but she does it on her computer, so she can't cross it off.
I love how I know that as a listener and you can't remember.
Oh, I've got a lot on. My list is huge. I like there's something about lists. Oh, yes. Something that Tessa or I or someone on the podcast did say once, which I really liked, was that if you have a task and you're like, it'll take less than 5 minutes, like do it now. I like that one.
I've started doing that since you guys said that, and it works because of the immediacy of it is so much easier, because you feel so good, you get it done immediately and then you carry on. Because putting stuff off is exactly what happens. It gets massive in your head and then you feel like you can't do it, or you put it off and you feel guilty about it. That's so genius. That's changed stuff for me, genuinely.
Or doing like, another thing was like doing the thing that, you know, like if you look at your to-do list for the day and you're like, oh, pop the thing I don't want to do at the bottom and then hopefully I won't get to it, you pop it right at the top, because then you feel like, oh, you feel such a relief that you've done the thing that you're like, I've done the thing I didn't want to do, and then you can just pop onto the, I said pop like so much. pop on with another tip, Kat, let's do it.
Okay, controversially, saying no to stuff. Because
that's not controversial. That's liberating.
Okay, liberate. Cut that bit out.
No.
Liberatingly saying no to stuff. Because I think we associate organizing so much with doing stuff, getting stuff done, like working our way through lists. And actually, if you're really busy and you have a busy job and you have a busy social life and you don't say no to anything, there is no way that you're going to fit anything into your own life. Like, you can't even start on organizing stuff if you're not organized. And it's quite like scary to say no to your mates for the first time when you're like, actually, I can't. And the reason is I just need to not do anything.
Yeah.
But it's so important.
I have a question. So, because you wrote this book alongside a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
We just talked about this briefly in the room. You must have had to do a lot of that, because I had to do a lot of that last year. And how was that? Like,
Gina's changing the law and upskirting. Yes.
Yeah,
your thing probably was...
No, let's not do comparison.
No! We're not comparison.
We're not comparison.
Rare book, changing the law. Same.
Amazing. Exactly the same thing. I'd taken on the writing of the book, co-writing the book, I should say, when I thought I was about to go freelance, but I didn't go freelance and I stayed on at Emerald Street. And then just as I was about to start writing my half properly, I got promoted to editor, and I then just sort of crumbled a bit, momentarily crumbled, because I didn't know how on earth I was going to fit it in, because I had about 3 months to write my half, finish my half, and also like take on an editorship. So it was pretty shit at the time, but I remember texting all of like my girlfriends on our friend chat and saying to them, for the first time in probably my life ever, I'm not going to be able to do anything with you for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
Because my time is just going to have to be work and book. And it was really, made me feel really sad, actually, because I don't want to miss out on stuff. Once I'd said it to them and they were all like, of course, don't worry. Like, of course, yeah, they're your friends. Like, they're going to be supportive.
Yeah.
Once I'd got it out and said it, I suddenly felt like a huge weight off my shoulders because it freed up some mental space for me, at least, to be able to do it.
That's definitely. I think that's such a good, like a disclaimer, that's such a good idea. Because I don't think we do that enough. I think we always feel so bad about saying no, so bad about missing out on stuff that we don't. And I mean, I know I've done that a lot recently, is people have wanted, you know, friends wanted to get together or whatever, and I've kind of known I'm too busy to do it. And I've said yes, because I really want to see them. And then it's come down to it, and I'm just exhausted and I can't go. And I wish I'd said at the beginning of what I started out to do, listen, I'm going to be really busy for this year, and I'm really going to need you to give me more time and more space. And I love you loads, but I'm going to see you when I can. That's really
or even just
clever.
On like a day-to-day basis, like I have days where like I'm like, sorry, I can't come for drinks. Like I need to do laundry. I do. I need to do a towel wash. Like I don't do that enough. And you need to like just like sit, be in your house and just like, I don't know, look around and be like, ah, yes, that looks like shit. I need to sort that out or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes I think it's really nice just like, yeah, and that is a legitimate reason to not go and get drunk with people. I think, or like, you know, your friends will be there, but, you know, your towels will remain dirty. You won't be able to use a towel.
Because it's stuff that nags at you as well. You're like, I need to do that, I need to do that. And the more that you've got stuff like that building up, the worse you feel about yourself, the more stressed you become. And then everything seems like such a massive chore. Yeah. But if you just step back for a second and go, actually, probably saying yes to this was not a good idea. Do you mind if we reschedule?
Yeah. And also, like, if you're looking at the week ahead and you're just like, I can't fit it all in, there will be things that you can say no to. I always look and I'm like, oh well, that's it, I'm fucked. But actually you can no to things.
It's prioritizing, isn't it? I think prioritizing is something we need to do more. I definitely don't prioritize enough. And that's such a good way of saying it, like you've just said, like, oh, I'm really sorry, probably shouldn't have said yes to this, but I love you and I'll see you soon. I'm always like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm like an asshole, I'm such a piece of shit, I'll see you soon, bye. Like, that's such a good way of doing it.
Well, yeah, no one's gonna be pissed off if you like genuinely just can't, for either your sake of your like diary or your mental health, you know, no one's going to be annoyed at you.
And that is a massive part of organising, because you think of organising, you think of post-it notes, and like we've been talking about lists and all these
do
things.
Do you use post-it notes? How do you use them? I know, I just don't understand what to do with them.
But that was from my book.
Oh, right, fine, that's fine.
Different.
But do you use them? Do you have them?
I have one post-it note on my desk computer, which says all of my invoice codes. And
that's clever.
It's so that I don't have to find that information. That's the only thing I have.
So you bought one post-it note?
Yeah.
From Ryman.
Sure.
I was just about to say, I'll do that with my passwords.
No.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, just write them on a notepad and put them there. Just remember them, absolutely. Do you have like a diary? Do you guys have a diary or a, like, what? How do you do it? Because I'm so scatty with like dates and things. I have a written diary and also a phone thing.
I have a phone one, but I have different calendars.
Okay.
Well, I have two different calendars.
Like work and play.
Okay. So I have a work calendar, which I only really look at work, because that is
the work calendar.
A work calendar. And then I have my own calendar, and then I have a shared calendar with my boyfriend.
For love.
Yeah, it's for love. It's a love calendar. No, it's not. It's so that we know, like, if there are nights that one of us is going to be in for dinner and one's not, so we like know how much to make or.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's
also
great.
If he had like four things on in the week, I probably wouldn't put something in on the fifth. Yeah. It's just like a respectful calendar.
A calendar of respect.
Of time. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And then it means no one's springing anything on the other
one. Or doing
one.
Doodles.
Yeah.
You can do a doodle in a relationship.
Sometimes you put silly things in there.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
But, you know. Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Lol.
But I can't. I have paper lists. I have notebooks.
Yeah.
But I've actually started using an online thing, Evernote, because...
Oh, yes. Yeah. What is that?
But you can sync your lists across devices and... So it's just good because if you like, say you're on the, didn't make that sound fun at all.
No, it's not fun. That's not the point of it.
Sorry, I need to get that. Oh,
this is good.
So if you have it on your if you have the app on your phone and you're like remembering stuff on the train or whatever, that's what I do on the way to work. You just put them in that one bit on your phone and it will just sync across to that list on your work desktop or your Mac.
Does everyone know this? Is that just me that didn't know that? Okay, there's some learning.
Advice.
But I'm not stupid.
That I really struggle with, like, to-do lists being everywhere. Yeah, so yeah. I'm trying with one centralized.
What do you I do exactly the same as you. I've got a digital on my phone. I've got a digital, like, on my phone calendar. And then I also have a physical one, But the issue is I find, as I put stuff in and then things change and then I haven't changed it in the physical one, so they just turn up at places. and you can't, it's just so, I've got two of them, but I still can't get the dates right. And I don't understand why. I need alarms now. I've started setting alarms and reminders for things because it physically tells me I have to be somewhere.
Yeah, the reminders thing was like I felt so stupid when I first realised like that was really useful. I was like telling people like, do you know the reminders? And they were like, yes, that's what they are. They remind you and you've had it for years. And I was like, oh, I use it now. Yeah. And but now I always set it for the wrong day. And then I'm like, oh, like I've got that day. I have a thing every Wednesday where I send Gina a message just telling her it's Wednesday. I don't know when it started. It's a frog and it says, it's Wednesday, my dudes. And then I tried to do it like via email. I tried to get like someone at work to send her the email to be like, FAO Stevie says this. And like, but then now I've just got a reminder that says like 74 days ago, remind Gina it's Wednesday on my phone.
I get these screenshots of her iPhone with her, obviously the background on her iPhone, and it's like Friday the 24th and it just says, remind Gina it's Wednesday underneath it.
Yeah, so that's how I use the reminder. It's not like the most useful way of
I just
want to
know why Wednesday. What, so why?
I don't know. The frog says it. I didn't make the frog meme. It's a meme, I think. I mean, I just saw it and was like, that's so great. I'm going to do that every Wednesday. That's maybe why I'm not organised, because I put a lot of time and effort into things like that.
Yeah.
And actually, I actually have executed that very well, but I won't turn up to anyone's birthday on the right day.
But you'll send me the frog.
I will send you the frog and remind you what day it is. A woman's one, please.
Okay.
Let's do two in a row if you've got them.
Got them.
Are we okay for time? Great.
Okay. Perfect.
She's nodded. Right.
This one is when you're parking so you can find your car.
I don't know why I put the mic to mine.
No, that's fine. We're very similar people. So smart car, it's called. If you always spend ages hunting for your car in a massive car park, simply attach a bunch of different brightly coloured helium balloons to your aerial. You'll spot it a mile off, right? That's from Sam Higgs in North London.
It doesn't exist.
No. Can we just think about that? Because if you're not organised, yeah, that means you have to take a helium pump, a balloon.
Or go to Cards Galore or whatever it's called and get them to pump it up and your car's outside.
Yeah, and not one balloon, multiple coloured balloons. Also, just take a picture of your frigging car where it is. Like, what?
Sam, have an issue.
Another one.
Oh, okay. If you don't have much space in your house, create a buffet table by covering your ironing board with a tablecloth. But the picture of the ironing board, it's like this far off the floor.
That's also a good one.
That's a really great tip. Kat, any more normal tips, please?
No, well, this wasn't one I wrote down, but the thing that, taking the picture of the thing, that is actually a really good idea, because if you do collect lots of, like, we sell a lot of stuff on eBay, and yeah, when we moved house, we just needed to like sell everything that wouldn't fit. So when you send it and you get your proof of postage, I'm losing them all the time. Just take a picture of it.
Taking a picture of it.
Yeah. Yeah, like take a picture of everything that you could possibly lose.
And then I think we think a bit too much of like stuff as digital and paper.
Yeah.
You know, you separate them in your head. Yeah. But if you just take a picture of everything you need, it's on your phone. Also, really good one is I do. Maybe this is too far because I'm an idiot, but when I've got really important stuff to do, I'll take a picture of it and actually set it as my phone background. Because whenever I look at my phone, it's right there. Oh, so it's like, Gina, go to Parliament. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
That is the best thing you need to remind yourself of, ever.
Change law. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that is good. I like it when people email receipts. They've started doing that now. So then you know that you can't ever lose it because it's in your inbox. True. Also, inbox situation with Gmail. I've only just started realising how to use the starred flagging messages. And I just, whenever there's like an ongoing thing, I'm like, I can't reply to that majorly. I star it. I sound like a child, but I'm really proud of that.
That's
because I used to just be like, I just forget stuff.
I find it 3 pages down.
Go on, another one that's from an adult, please.
Let me think. So I guess the one that for me is tied into like money and also other important life stuff is not putting things off because you're scared of looking at them.
Oh, that thing that was in Stylist called Fofo.
Yeah, so Fofo has been called.
What I call my vagina.
Exactly.
And also, Stylist have now taken over.
So it's a thing called Fofo, which is a fear of finding out. So apparently a third of millennials now are too scared to look at their bank accounts, which, I mean, like, hands up who's too scared to look at their bank accounts.
Oh my god!
Like once a month, I'd be like,
I guess I must.
Yeah, and it is so frightening because when you can't really keep track of what's going out and what's, like, you know what's coming in, it's your salary, and then what's going out is like everything else. Yeah. But I think it is worse when you don't check in with it regularly, because it then does become a thing that's really scary and that you can't control, because if suddenly something scary, you can't control it, and then
it's always
just
worse spiral. If you put it off for ages, that moment when you're like, I now have to look at it, is always way worse than if it's just like, I've got like the banking app on my phone or whatever, so I just force myself to look at it as much as possible, five times a minute, just constantly. I haven't looked actually now. But it's just good. It's that feeling of like, it may feel awful, but it's so much worse if you don't. So much better to know that, because it goes I don't know where it's like, goes so quickly. It just
do you have Monzo? Because I've got Monzo. Have you got Monzo? No. Has anyone in here got Monzo cards?
Yes.
How good are they?
They're so good.
Because they're so good. They basically, it's a cash card. It's like, you know, when you were 16, you were so excited to get a bank card. Now I'm 27, I've gone back to a cash card. I don't know how that happened. But basically, you put cash on it, and then it budgets everything into what you're spending it on. And when you spend some money, it makes a really cool noise on your phone. It goes, you spent this much money, but it's really like nice. It's like, you've got this much left this month. Don't worry, just don't spend this much on food.
It is a nice color.
Very bright color. You can always find it in your bag. Stuff like that is actually really helpful. Yeah. Because I never look at, I mean, I do look at my bank, but only when I've been paid, because I'm like, I've got money, and then my brain thinks I've got it every month.
There's that thing with Monzo though, where you have to like top up your card, so there's loads of people just at like the front of a queue being like, oh, I haven't topped up my Monzo. Like, it's Gina.
If you do it once a week with a certain amount of, like, a realistic amount of money, you know you're going to spend, don't put £50 on for a week, because you know you're going to spend more than that. It's really useful. It's a really good thing.
Being realistic, I think, is a really good point too, because that's one of my biggest problems with budgets. And to be fair, like, time as well, is I'm never realistic about how much something is going to cost me or how much time it's going to take me.
Yeah.
And so I just don't, I try not to think about it.
Well,
until
even like,
I'm like,
with,
oh,
like,
no.
Google Maps or City Mapper and stuff, and I'd be like, it will take 15 minutes to walk to this place. I'm like, can do it in two, mate. Like,
yes.
So like, watch me. And it doesn't. It takes the amount of time that it's told you.
Yeah.
So that I'm late.
I run for the, I like lived in our house for like almost a year. I run to the train every morning, like it's shoes like this, and I'm like running along the road, like I will make this train. If I'd left three minutes earlier,
yeah,
I only live like 7 minutes away from the station. It's absolutely pathetic. But if you do, if I just faced it and gone, okay, I'll leave the house now rather than faffing around.
Yeah, and being like, I can do it. Knowing the amount of time, also like just simple tasks take as well. Being like, oh, like I remember Tessa saying once, like we had an hour, we were somewhere and it was about an hour like tube ride. And she was like, well, it's an hour tube ride. We've got to be there an hour and a half. I might go to the gym. It's like, no, no, don't. She's like, yeah. I'll get a fit massage in. I was like, absolutely, get on the bus. Like, get, no, absolutely don't. It's a thing where, you sort of like optimism. Some people have like really, really optimistic viewpoints of what they can achieve in a day. And then when they don't, it's like, oh, I've failed. Or
it's me every Sunday. And I've, apparently it's a thing in our house called a KP minute. So I'll say, oh, just take me 5 minutes. And my boyfriend will say, is that a KP minute? Because it takes 2 hours to do what you're trying to say you're going to do in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think knowing...
It's all about accepting, isn't it? Knowing yourself. Know thyself.
Thyself.
So is that one of the Ten Commandments?
It's in the book. Know thyself.
I'm a staunch Christian. So I should know that. Amazing. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap it up. A big thanks to Kat with her actual adult amazing tips. And a big thanks to Gina for doing a great job.
Very scary.
Being an adult, am I right in saying, is around now, and you're going to be signing stuff and buying stuff.
If you would like me to.
Have a flick through, have a look through. It's an amazing book. And thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry that we started a little bit late, and you've been so nice. If you're listening at home, please do tweet us at... Oh, Jesus. At Nobody Panic Pod. And Gina is at BeanieGG, which is like BeanieGigi. And then it's at Cat F. Pool. Hashtag being an adult. Anyone listening, buy the book.
Please.
And thank you so much and goodbye. Oh, I thought I was going to knock that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.